This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sally, middle initial K, like Kathy, Church, C-H-U-R-C-H, date of birth 2-2-1939. Dear Troy, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Church, who was seen by Dr. Fuente in the hospital for hyponatremia, thought to be secondary to SIADH. She is here with her daughter and is going to be moving permanently to Arizona very soon. But they did want this post-hospital follow-up visit to review her labs and the care needed for hyponatremia. She's doing quite well, according to the daughter and the patient. The patient and her husband will be moving to a assisted living facility in Arizona where more family is located. And there's no family in Michigan for them. So this will be a very good move, and the patient is happy about it. She does suffer from chronic edema of the lower extremities, and that does get better when she elevates her feet. She's not tried compression stockings yet, and she has been very carefully restricting fluids, probably 32 ounces in 24 hours, including her coffee and other, and the water is just sips with her medications that she's taking in. She doesn't complain of excessive thirst at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no back pain. And she does have the edema that is chronic in the lower extremities. Her hospitalization for the low sodium concentration was April 14th through April 19th of 2024. And then she did have a short stay at Schnepp's Nursing Home for strengthening and rehabilitation. Physical medications, actually. Medication list includes Synthroid, 25 microgram daily, metformin, 500 milligram daily, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Aricept, 5 milligram daily, simvastatin, 30 milligram daily, might be 20, actually make that 20 milligram daily, Singulair, 10 milligram daily, and probiotics daily. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight is 127 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 66 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, 138 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. She does have 1+ edema in pre-tibially and pedal edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/19 of 2024, and the sodium has improved. It is 135, and the goal would be to keep her sodium greater than 130. Previous level was 131. Potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus is 3.3, creatinine 0.8, albumin 4.3, calcium 10.1, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hyponatremia secondary to SIADH with improved sodium levels with fluid restriction. We'd like her to continue the fluid restriction of 32 ounces in 24 hours. 2, edema of lower extremities. No diuretics should be used. They will exacerbate the hyponatremia. So we'll continue fluid restriction, and she may try some support hose that are knee-high. If she can find light ones that won't be too hot during the warm months here in the summer or while she's in Arizona, she would need very thin support hose. And 3, hypertension, currently well controlled. And we will not schedule a recheck visit here since she's going to be moving very soon. And Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.